Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to your favorite station, Youth Station. I'm your host, Zaina.
And this is Zahra.
She's my co-host. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, and I'm so excited to be with you. She's a wonderful co-host, and I enjoy learning from her wise opinions. So, Sister Zahra, if someone wants to get married and you want to identify if this particular person is qualified to get married or not, what are the things that you would look for?
First of all, it's important to find what this person's main values are. What is one thing that they would be willing to make or break a relationship for? Their core values. That's the first important thing to identify and check if they match together.
Okay, and I think, and so you should also look for the reason why the person is getting married.
Right, definitely. But, you know, definitely one of the core values that we have is, you know, Islam, the word of God. But other than that, it's important to understand exactly what the other person identifies as their set of core values.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's so beautiful.
So, because everybody, we're all Muslims together, but the things that we find as the most important aspect of life and the most important value and the thing that we consider ourselves tied to are different.
Right.
And so, later on in life, in resolving conflicts and in making decisions, this will become very important.
It will. And what the world is fighting today for, what the the world is heading towards, is something totally different what Islam taught us. Islam taught us to look for someone who could provide you with a shelter to stay safe, clothes to put on, and something to feed you. These were some of the very core things you are supposed to look for. But today, unfortunately, many women won't see that. Rather, they will see the back balance the person has. Rather, they will see the degrees the man has. Rather, they will see the amount of money this man earns. This earning money is so much zoomed in that we really forget to see other traits.
I think obviously one of the most important factors in marriage is, you know, as the Quran says, we created man and woman and couples and pairs so that they could find tranquility and peace together.
Right.
And so even when in situations where sometimes we know of some high leaders or very old scholars who lacked a lot of basic, even as you say, shelter or clothes or food, they lacked proper resources.
Primary things.
Yeah, and yet they still had a loving and peaceful life. And that was because they still, despite not having those things, which were secondary values for them, they shared core values. And
we
God got them through that.
We will explore more on those core values after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab and I have
Zahra.
Sister Zahra with me as co-host, and we are exploring how do we identify someone as a partner to be qualified for marriage or not? Sister Zahra, you were talking about some core values, and you said there are some secondary values that I talked about. I would want to know more from you. What are those core values?
So core values are defined by different people and, you know, what they decide their core values are, really. And so, you know, it's important to be honest about these as well. Like, maybe I really want to be a good Muslim and I'm saying, okay, my core values is only the word of God, only, I don't know, like, you know, only being truthful, only being loyal to one another. But in the back of my mind, something I don't say is another core value for me is that somebody has to have an income over something K dollars.
Yeah.
But a problem with, even though we can say that that's not necessarily a good core value, it's important to be honest about it.
Right.
If that's your core value, you want to go into life with the other person expressing that this is my core value. I'm not going to waste somebody's time when I know that if I don't have this core value in life, I'm not going to live a peaceful life. I'm going to force somebody to do something that they're not capable of and just live an unpleasant and unpeaceful life.
Right. And I think, Hayash, since we both are married, we should share our experiences, like how we selected our particular partners, what was the thing that made them different from others, and why, how they happened to be our husbands. So let me start with myself. I was like, we had done that akde muakkad, like temporary. We were married just to know each other, just to see each other, so that we can know each other and we could go for a permanent nikah. So while we were in this stage, I met him for the first time, and my sisters were like, oh my God, you should look beautiful, you should wear on those high heels, you should put on those sandals. While as I was a sporty person, I never was used to putting on high heels. However, on their force, I put on these high heels and I went out with him, and throughout the way he realized that I'm not comfortable. We were walking in the park and he told me, can you please take off those high heels? So I was like, okay. I took off my high heels and he took it into his hands and he headed me towards the car. He told me that, go and sit inside. And he directed the car towards a shoe shop and he bought me a shoe that was very comfortable. And he told me, are you comfortable now? I was like, yes, thank you. When I came back home, I explained the whole story for my family, and my father and mother was like, oh, that's all, we don't need anything else. This is the most core value you should be looking in for a person. Without saying that you're not comfortable, he realized that you're comfortable, and that's it. Like, it did not take much time that we got married to each other, but like, it was the way we, my family liked this quality of him. They picked him up from the crowd for me. So let's keep our discussion here and know about Sister Zahra after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. And yeah, we are discussing something that's interesting for youth. How do you choose a partner for marriage? What you should be looking for? So we're very eager to know about Sister Zahra. She's so nice, so kind, so beautiful, so intelligent, and she's an author too, I must say. Sister Zahra, how did your family choose that particular person from the huge crowd?
Well, I told my family of what my core values were. So obviously, one of my core values was, you know, Islam. It really was important for me that the person who I get married to practices religion at least the same amount as I do. And yeah, I've understood that these are required in religion. So whether it was prayers or fasting, those were really core values for me. As well as I also really wanted somebody that I could grow with mentally and educationally.
That's so important. And, that's so, yeah. so I would say so important.
So yeah, because that was one of my core values, I chose somebody who was studying religion mm-hmm. and who planned to study religion for the rest of their life, and identified that as one of their core values as well.
Right.
Other than like a secondary value. And because I chose this person based on my core values, there were a lot of secondary values or maybe even like third level values that I didn't look for and I didn't necessarily discuss. But later on, I saw that this person had some of those qualities that I liked as a secondary value, not as a core value as well. And some were a little bit different. But because those core values remained, I think life is nice.
Yeah, and it seems that her life is so nice. Mashallah, mashallah. And we pray for her because, dear listeners, she's always traveling with her husband. And whenever we're looking for her, she's always traveling with him. So because she has found, alhamdulillah, all those core values in him and also the secondary values she never discussed, although she found in him. Well, talking about those values, we have this very beautiful hadith that says, if you start looking for money, you will be refrained from it. If you start looking for looks, you will, again, not get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are the two basic things right. that the world has taught us to look for, both...
wealth and looks.
Yeah, I won't say that you should not be looking, but the world has taught us that these are the core values, while as they are not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so the importance of core values versus secondary values, obviously, wealth, looks, social status, none of these are bad things. All of these are good.
Yes, but yes, the difference. We're trying to make this clear line that these definitely are not the bad things. These are very important. But
as we said, they're secondary values. And so where this shows itself is that if we are stuck between two options, we first see which one of these contain our core values. Yeah. If somebody has the looks and the wealth, but they don't have our core values,
right.
we don't accept them. But if there are two people who both have our core values, and there is one who also has our secondary values, then we know to choose that person who has both our core values and our secondary values.
Right. So just to sum it up, I would like you to say once again, what are the core values?
So core values are identified and chosen by people themselves. But core values,
that Islam
as a Muslim,
guides us.
As Islam, you know, somebody who is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who is...
who has iman.
Somebody who has iman. And because somebody who will not be afraid and who will not listen to God is mm-hmm. definitely not going to listen to you either
right.
when it comes down to it.
I really love this quality. If you are a woman and you're looking for in a man, is the quality of being having that ghayra, the sense of protection towards his wife or towards his daughter and sister, because you know this sense of protection helps this man. Because you know sometimes we have today that, okay, if you are allowing your wife to go out with lots of makeup and you are not saying anything to her, you are you're a very free man. You're very your
cool
mentality
man.
Is broad. You're not a narrow-minded person. But on the contrary, we have that for every step she takes outside, she's being cursed by Allah, by angels, and a house is being built in the hellfire for this man who did not felt the sense of protection, who did not had this ghayra to stop her.
Who did not care what happened to his wife or his daughter or his
while
family members
out, right.
while she's at risk of...
So yeah, the sense of protection is another core value you could look for
mm-hmm.
In a man when you're going to get married. Thank you so much, my co-host.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio on the Learn Session. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.